the easy way out now. She was a day tripper, one way ticket, yeah. It took me so long.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News right here on RBN Live this 19th day of August, 2024, initiating what may be the most traumatic week in American history. 100,000 anti-Israel protesters, whom I support, are set to flog in Chicago during the Democrat convention. But you can anticipate there's going to be a massive assault, not from the city, where the mayor appears to be open to protest, but from the governor, Pritzker, who I guarantee is going to bring in the National Guard, and we may have something far more bloody and messy than Kent State. As a Democrat National Convention kicks off in Chicago, and by the way, C-SPAN is already broadcasting, the city is bracing for massive protests that could overshadow the event. An estimated 100,000 anti-Israel demonstrators are expected to descend upon the city, staging marches and rallies aimed at pressuring the Democratic Party over its stance in the ongoing conflict in Israel. The protests are set to take place across seven major events, with unpermitted rallies likely to add to the chaos. Largest of these, the march on the DNC 2024, is scheduled for Monday and Thursday, with an expected turnout of around 30,000. The rally is organized by a coalition of 125 anti-Israel groups determined to send a message to the Democrat leadership. Three key points. Leadership in the crosshairs. The protests are being driven by figures like Hatem Abadiah, chair of the U.S. Palestinian Community Network, who has coined terms like Genocide Joe and Killer Kamala to condemn the administration policies. Abadiah and other organizers are targeting the Democratic Party for what they see as complicity in Israel's actions, despite Vice President Harris now heading the ticket after Biden's recent withdrawal from the race. Security concerns. With tens of thousands of protesters expected, Chicago's newly elected Mayor Brandon Johnson has assured the public the city is ready for this moment. Johnson's emphasized the need for the protests to remain safe and peaceful, though the sheer scale of the expected demonstration poses a significant challenge for law enforcement and city officials, who, I reassert, are going to be preempted by the governor and the National Guard, a divided party. The Democrat Party's internal divisions over Israel conflict with Hamas have been laid bare, with many on the left pushing for an end to the war in Gaza, a position that could leave Hamas a designated terrorist organization, but wrongly in power. This tension threatens to undermine the party's effort to present a united front as Hamas formally accepts the nomination for president. But let's not get ahead of the plan. Dave Hodges believes there's going to be a coup to dump her, to which I shall return. Meanwhile, surprise, surprise, pallets of bricks delivered ahead of Chicago DNC as Antifa prepares for a summer of rage. Chicago, as a DNC approaches, commencing today, Chicago noticed a concerning trend that's raised alarm among residents and law enforcement. Pallets of bricks have mysteriously appeared on street corners, sparking speculation a city could experience a new wave of organized chaos similar to other violent protests of previous years. The presence of these bricks is not an isolated incident, but a strategy with a well-known history. In the summer of 2020, nicknamed the Summer of Love. Similar deliveries reported in various cities across the United States, including Minneapolis, New York, and Portland. These cities experienced protests against police brutality that turned into riots. Authorities and citizens connected these pallets and bricks to groups such as Antifa, alleging the groups used them to arm protesters and stoke violence under the guise of a legitimate demonstration. I have no doubt the pallets are brought compliments at George Soros or his son. What the city ought to do is to seize them immediately. The mayor ought to seize the pallets of bricks, put them in storage, use them ultimately for public construction, not allow them to be publicly available. And as though all the Hamas, Kamala, and other controversies were bad enough, Planned Parenthood offered free vasectomies and abortion during the DNC. Stunning. A Planned Parenthood clinic will be offering people free vasectomies and abortion during the Democrat National Convention. Planned Parenthood, Great Rivers, the Chicago Abortion Fund, and the Wiener Circle will be providing free vasectomies and medication abortion at Planned Parenthood Great Rivers Mobile Health Clinic, announced in a post on X. According to the New York Times, the mobile health clinic will be set blocks away from the DNC. Can you imagine a free abortion clinic? Just imagine what mayhem that all by itself could generate. We shall return to what's happening in Chicago and politics of the United States. Meanwhile, Belarus reports Ukraine is pushing Russia to use nuclear weapons. Kiev may have launched a Kursk incursion to provoke a drastic response by Moscow. President Alexander Lukashenko believes Ukraine's incursion into internationally recognized Russian territory looks like an attempt to compel Moscow use nuclear weapons, which would irrevocably damage its image globally. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has reported in an interview with Russia One, aired on Sunday. Lukashenko warned that Kiev's operation in the Kursk region, the largest cross-border assault by Kiev since the outbreak of the conflict, poses enormous risk to global security. The danger is this kind of escalation on the part of Ukraine is an attempt to push Russia into asymmetric action. For example, the use of nuclear weapons. The Belarusian leader said, adding such a move would be a PR bonanza for both Kiev and its Western backers. Then we would probably have hardly any allies left, since Belarus is aligned with Russia. There'd be no sympathetic countries left at all. Explaining this reaction would be based on the universal reversion to fallout that would be caused by nuclear weapons. He's no doubt got it right. Meanwhile, Moscow says Ukraine destroyed a Russian bridge with Western-provided missiles. That's not going to endear NATO to Vladimir Putin. The Russian Foreign Ministry said Friday, Ukrainian forces used Western-provided missiles to destroy a bridge in the Klushkovsky district of Russia's Kursk Oblast. The Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman, Maria Zakharova, said the missiles were likely launched using U.S.-provided HIMARS rocket systems, which the U.S. has been supplying to Ukraine since 2022. For the first time, the Kursk region was hit by Western-made rocket launchers, probably American HIMARS, Zakharzai wrote on Telegram. As a result of the attack on the bridge, it was completely destroyed and volunteers who were assisting the evacuated civilian population were killed. Another bridge in Kursk was reported to be hit by Ukrainian forces on Sunday. According to Russian state news site MASH, both bridges were targeted with U.S.-provided HIMARS. Very, very bad. Meanwhile, Ukraine fails to force an ultimatum on Russia following its August 11th attack on a Kursk nuclear plant. Most of the equipment has already been destroyed. Russian Chief of General Staff Valery Gerasimov is challenging Ukraine's plan that it's achieving a successful offensive in Kursk. After the Ukrainian armed forces decided to seize Russian territory on August 6, Gorbachev reassured the world Russia will defeat the enemy and reach the state border. Russian armed forces have reportedly entered the Kursk city of Sudha, which is not controlled by Ukraine. There are however, clashes every day between the two sides. According to Abdi Aldanov, commander of the Okhrad Special Forces, in a statement to Russian media, today there are units of the Russian Defense Ministry in Sudha. Aldanov said, there's an enemy around and in some parts of the city. There are active clashes there every day. The enemy cannot say that he completely controls Sudha because he does not really control it, no doubt. Meanwhile, pretty fascinating development. Putin has signed a decree providing assistance to and offering a safe haven for foreigners trying to escape the Western illiberal ideals. Really fascinating. In fact, even Alex Jones has tweeted about this. What's going on here? Pretty damn interesting. Let me see, pull up a bit of what Ukraine has to, what Putin has to say. Under the document, such foreign nationals will have the right to apply for temporary residence in Russia outside the quota approved of the Russian government without providing documents confirming their knowledge of Russian language, Russian history, and basic laws. Moscow, August 19th. That's today. Moscow will provide assistance to any foreigners who want to escape the neoliberal ideal being put forth in their countries and moved to Russia, where traditional values reign supreme, according to a decree signed by President Vladimir Putin. This is wonderful. Application may be based on the rejection of their country's policies aimed at imposing destructive neoliberal ideals on people, which run counter to traditional Russian spiritual and moral values. What a coup. That's fantastic as a PR event. Meanwhile, the United States has threatened Iran with cataclysmic consequences if it strikes Israel. This is really very, very troubling because we have no idea who's actually running our government or how such a declaration could be made without the consent of Congress. A U.S. official threatened Iran Friday it would face cataclysmic consequences if it attacked Israel in response to the Israeli killing of the Hamas political chief in Tehran. A senior official told AFP that the U.S. would encourage the Iranians, and I know there are many, not to move down that road because the consequences could be quite cataclysmic, particularly for Iran. The U.S. has vowed to defend Israel if it faces a major attack from Iran and its allies and has deployed more military assets to the region for that purpose. Meanwhile, Hamas has rejected a new U.S. ceasefire proposal, including Netanyahu demands. Hamas said Sunday it rejected a new Gaza ceasefire proposal from the U.S. because it includes demands from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that are meant to sabotage the chances for a deal, obviously with success. After being briefed by the mediators about what happened in the last rounds of talks in Doha, we once again came to the conclusion that Netanyahu is still putting obstacles in the way of reaching an agreement, setting up new conditions and demands with the aim of undermining the mediators' efforts and prolonging the war, no doubt. The Palestinian group said a proposal does not include a permanent ceasefire or Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. It also includes conditions for Israel to maintain control of the Netzarian corridor strip of land separating northern Gaza from the rest of the strip and the Gaza-Egypt border, known as the Philadelphia Corridor. Hamas said the proposal also reverses previous concession made by Israel regarding the release of Palestinian prisoners. We have no doubt Netanyahu does not want a peace deal. Meanwhile, the leftist UK government to treat extreme misogyny, of course, being anti-woman, in this case, misogyny, anti-woman behavior, statements, conduct, like terrorism. The new Labour government in Britain planning on treating extreme misogyny in the same manner as terrorism amid a supposed rise of radicalization of young men on the internet. Sounds like nonsense to me. Teachers, healthcare professionals, and local officials in Britain may become legally obligated to report young men to the government prevent counterterrorism program in the same manner as Islamic terrorism or far-right radicalism if they are suspected of extreme misogyny, the Telegraph reports. Wow. Talk about carrying your thought control to an extreme under the program. Those referred to prevent are assessed by police and their local authority to determine if they're in need of de-radicalization training. Think about it. De-radicalization training. And just bear in mind, what happens in the UK is a precursor of what's going to come to the USA. Meanwhile, and in my opinion, this is devastating. 159 countries are set to use BRICS SWIFT replacement. Amid the alliance continuing effort to create a SWIFT alternative, the Economic Alliance has sought to create its very own BRICS payment system. It will play a major role in the alliance trade dealing, specifically allowing unilateral settlement to be done without the need for the U.S. dollar. The move is poised to be vital for the bloc and participating nations, and it appears there will be a lot of them. According to one Russian BBC official, there are already 159 countries seeking to adopt the system currently. With a potential launch coming in October, it could have massive global ramifications, without any doubt. And here we have a BBC report about it. 159 countries set to adopt BRICS' new payment. Fascinating. When you talk about the end of the dollar, there it is taking place before your very eyes.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Those that support the network, support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
So excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. Less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit podcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Further developments include Democratic Convention. They published their platform, but it still says Joe Biden is running to finish the job. Stand by. That'll be a neat trick, given he died on the way into Las Vegas. But of course, they got the new Joe, 4 inches taller. Here's what we got. The Democrat National Committee released its 2024 platform Sunday, just before the kickoff of the party convention in Chicago this week. And it still names President Joe Biden as a party's nominee. The DNC said that the platform was passed by the platform committee on July 16th, 5 days before Biden announced the end of his campaign and endorsed Vice President Harris. Democrat Party delegates will vote on the Biden-centered policy platform of the convention on Monday evening tonight, despite Democrats rallying behind a new candidate. President Biden, Vice President Harris, and Democrats are running to finish a job, the DNC platform states, to grow our economy from the middle out and bottom up, not the top down, to reward work, not wealth, to lower costs, to tackle the climate crisis, lower energy costs, and secure energy independence, to protect communities and tackle the scourge of gun violence, to secure the border and fix a broken immigration system, to advance our president's unity agenda, to strengthen American leadership worldwide, and we all know it needs strengthening. The document also refers to Biden's second term. How are they going to campaign on securing the border when they're the ones who have opened the border? And Harris has declared she's all for it. Meanwhile, here's what they claim. Deploying on U.S. soil. This is dated today from RSN, which is, of course, a left-wing venue. How Trump would use soldiers against riots, crimes, and immigrants. Trump? The former president's vision of using the military to enforce the law domestically would carry profound implications for civil liberty. It's not even constitutional. We have Posse Comitatus Act that forbids using military force to perform police functions. It can't even be done. So where in the world are they coming up with this? During the turbulent summer of 2020, President Trump raged at his military and legal advisors, calling them losers, for objecting to his idea of using federal troops to suppress outbreaks of violence during the nationwide protests over the police murder of George Floyd. Well, the Floyd murder was political theatrics. It didn't actually happen the way it's advertised, if the guy's even dead at all. And of course, the National Guard should have been called out, but Walz didn't do it in time to make a difference. The idea of the government dealing with what might potentially now be characterized as a form of insurrection, though that may again be stretching the term, might be a good or open question. Not the only time Trump was talked out of using the military for domestic law enforcement, a practice that would carry profound, why aren't they mentioning Posse Comitatus? Profound implication for civil liberties and traditional constraints on federal power. He repeatedly raised the idea of using troops to secure border states. Now, that's a matter of national security. And even shooting both violent protesters and undocumented migrants in the legs in his first term, Trump never realized his expansive vision of using troops to enforce law on U.S. soil. But as he has sought a return to power, he's made clear he intends to use a military for a range of domestic law enforcement purposes, including patrolling the border, suppressing protests that he deems to have turned into riots, and even fighting crimes in big cities run by Democrats. Well, those are views they're attributing to Trump. But as I observe, there are legal impediments, in particular Posse Comitatus. And what are the Democrats going to do in Chicago when the riots go way out of hand, and it's going to happen right off the bat today already, I predict? Meanwhile, Democrat fear over confidence will destroy the Harris campaign. Sounds ridiculous. Democrats fear smug overconfidence within the party during the Kamala Harris honeymoon period will turn her chances of withstanding bruising attacks in November. Well, they're going to ruin. Democrat strategists understand Harris, who's a far-left radical, will eventually have to answer about her record and survive any October surprise or opposition research, which will be devastating.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. all you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 3. Shilajit is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilajit is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilajit, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilajit is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilajit makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Help, somebody help, not just anybody help, you know I need someone help. When I was younger, when so I much was younger than today, I never need help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, days and I'm not so self-assured. And I'll open up the doors.
Well, fading in and out, I don't like that, but there it is. We have Vivek Ramaswamy offering suggestion to Trump as to how to handle things, even in polls that show, or alleged to show, Kamala leading Trump. Trump is leading on the top issues. A Franklin & Marshall survey found Kamala up 3 in Pennsylvania, but found 51%. Said Trump was better on the economy compared to just 39 for Harris. 47 said the family was worse off today than 4 years ago, just 16% better off. They show Kamala may hold the lead due to a sugar high on the part of an electorate, seen her as a shiny new toy. But what he suggested is focus on the issues. Focus on the issues. Go down the list and say, here are the policies Kamala has stood for in the past, and she's actually taken steps to implement. I think we can win this thing not only by a small margin, but still in something that resembles a landslide. I think he's got it right. Ramaswamy said he communicated directly to Trump, and who, according to Ramaswamy, appeared receptive. Ramaswamy, in my opinion, is by far the smartest, the most intelligent political figure out there on the scene today, including any other comparison. Trump has a gift for politics and connecting with the public. But in terms of intellect, Ramaswamy beats them all. Meanwhile, Harris reveals her first policy plan, which would destroy America. She wants to control inflation by price rigging, fixing the prices. But you got to be very serious. This is a kind of thing that's been attempted in other countries with disastrous consequences. Vice President Harris was slammed Wednesday after her campaign maintained she'd be revealing price control measures to rein in inflation. Harris will propose stiff penalties in the food industry. Kamala is literally proposing price controls on food, said Real Clear Politics senior writer Mark Hemingway. This is literally what the Soviets did, and the results will be scarcity and higher prices. Here's Helen Rawley tweeting, government-imposed price controls is a terrible idea. It makes the economy worse by causing shortages. Everyone who survived socialism, communism, knows it. If the store shelves are empty, it doesn't matter how low the government claims the price of bread to be. Got it right. But she's an idiot. She's a complete moron. Here's David Hodges, very smart guy. He's asking, is it possible to fix stupid before November? Love it. Then he's got a meme. A woman drinking a cup of coffee. Democrats screaming, vote for Kamala because she's a woman. Yet they can't define what a woman is. That's the state of politics in America with his Democrat Party. Absolutely stunning stuff. Meanwhile, he also writes, an update. Dave Hodges believes there's going to be a coup against Kamala in Chicago at the DNC, and I'm not betting against him. Here's one of the comments on his show. The illegals don't need to physically vote to cast a ballot. It's called mail-in ballots. All the cheaters need is the name and address of the illegal. Fill out a ballot for them, mail it, and count it. How do they get the name and address of the illegals? One way is through the DMV. A lot of them have driver's licenses, and with a driver's license, they can vote legally or illegally, knowingly or unknowingly. Then there's a swing vote going through electronic ballot counting machines. And by the way, Kamala will not make it through the DNC convention process. Too many people hate her. But she's an idiot. Meanwhile, here we have more report. Kamala Harris related accounts caught sharing fake Trump crowd videos. They're playing Trump crowd videos as though they were Kamala. Wow. Have you seen a bunch of videos like these? People claiming the recent Trump rally was less than half full, people leaving early like this one. Ah. What they're doing, they're fabricating. This is what they're doing. And dozens more like these, well, it turns out they are fake. What, the real footage? Here's the truth. Side-by-side comparison showing the fake much earlier in the day videos versus real videos during the rally. Here, Colin Rook, new. Kamala Harris' affiliated accounts are sharing video footage from Trump rally before it began and are pretending it's the footage. Kamala's wins on X was caught sharing footage from Trump before a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania began. And there he got it before. And of course, I've already reported how they are showing footage faking crowds for Kamala. For example, landing at an airport. There's that crowd, it might be 10,000 on the tarmac, in the hangar. Wow. But the game becomes, can you spot how you know it's fake? Well, number one, it turns out the plane had no tail number. But number two, more tellingly, there's no reflection in the plane on the painting in the side of the airplane. And in fact, I do a show with Dave Zubelik where I reported this. Dave lives in Detroit. He called out to the airport. No one, no pedestrian, no spectator is allowed on the tarmac. Totally fake. Totally fake. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, here's Joe Rogan dropping a flashback video of Trump on The View in the past. Let's see what happens here.
Hey, everybody used to like Trump. Like the show. You ever seen like videos of Trump on The View with Barbara Walters back when you liked him? You ever seen that?
Yes, but I can't remember what you're referring to.
You should see it because it's bonkers. This is it. Watch this. This is bonkers. Go full screen. This is literally bonkers.
A mogul and a television star. But does he really want to add president of the United States to his resume? A lot of people would like him to. Please, let's find out. And please welcome my friend, Donald Trump.
My friend.
Watch this. Just watch this. This is nuts. We're in an alternative universe. Okay? Because this is not that long ago.
Go standing O.
Bro, watch this. Just watch how this goes. Watch this. So she's a Republican. That's easy.
Yeah.
But everybody else.
I can't wait to get a hug in.
Yeah, everyone's hugging. Look at this. Look at this. Kisses, hugs, kisses to Whoopi. Everybody hugs and kisses, even Joy Behar. Hugs and kisses. See? Now, watch this.
So I'm going to take you at your word that you have not decided yet when you're going to run, but you're thinking about it and you've expressed some of your views, which are controversial and in many ways,
not to her.
Okay, you're a Republican, but let's say that you do decide in the spring, right? And your ideas resonate so much. On the other hand, you know, we saw Newt Gingrich apologizing for his marriages and divorces. You've had three marriages, two sort of uncomfortable divorces. Do you think
they were very comfortable?
Well, we won't leave you alone. Do you think
getting laughs right away?
That would bother anybody?
I think the country is doing so badly. They want somebody that's going to help it. I think the country is never been in a position like it is right now. It's being ripped off by every nation, every intelligent nation in the world, whether it's China. They're taking our jobs, they're making all our product, and then they loan us back the money, we pay them interest.
That's crazy.
It's OPEC.
That's crazy. Look at this, watch this.
Field day right now. How about the Arab League? They say, we want you to go in and attack Libya. Mm-hmm. These are the wealthiest countries in the world. Why aren't they paying us?
Okay,
why
so then they changed
so
their minds.
But you didn't answer my question.
No, I did answer your question. I think maybe 10 years ago it would have mattered, 5 years ago. The fact is, I think people want somebody now that's going to protect them and protect this country, because we're not going to be a great country for long if we keep going the way we're going right now.
The audience cheers.
Yeah.
When we have France leading the charge, okay? France, this is our new leader. By the way, they led for about 2 hours. After that, nobody's seen them. I don't know if you know that or not.
Let me just ask a follow-up question to that.
Let's say you run. You've given a lot of thought for this. Who would you like as your vice president, possibly Sarah Palin?
Well, I think it's far too early even to discuss that. I'm going to make a decision sometime prior to June. I'm thinking about it very strongly. I think I'd do a really good job. I think I'd protect this country like it's not being protected. You know, it's funny. So many of the things I say, now politicians are saying, hey, that's right. Why aren't they paying us? If you look at North Korea, South Korea, we're protecting South Korea. They're making a fortune. Let's call it hundreds of billions of dollars of profit on us. We have 25,000 soldiers over there protecting them. They don't pay us. Why are they paying us?
You'd be treating this like a business.
No, a business with heart. Okay. Believe me, there's a lot of heart. It's a business, but it's also a business with heart. We will destroy this country. It won't be a war. If the economics of this country keep going the way they're going, we're not going to have a country.
You're kind of a social liberal, Donald. You know, you're a social liberal. Could you actually get the base to vote for you in the primary?
Well, every poll is saying that I'm the one that does the best. They they're doing polls.
They actually have you a higher approval rating than Mitt Romney, Tim Pawlenty, John Boehner.
Let's just pause and think. Just
he's very poised. He's listening. He's
grasp.
Yeah.
The 180.
Yeah.
That the media has taken on him
since
he decided to be president.
Yeah.
When you see the machine go after a guy, we've never seen the machine go after someone as bold-faced. You know, the prosecutions, the Russiagate stuff on television every night, all of it.
It's,
and then to see just a few years ago, they loved him.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful reporting by Joe Rogan to dig up that old appearance on The View. How wonderful. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance left a journalist squirming over a brutal fact about Kamala Harris. Vance is very good at debating. I don't fault him there. When he takes on this guy, Walz, it's going to be slice and dice time. Walz is not going to emerge unscathed. Vance is going to take him down. What do we have now? He was asked about former President Trump's plan for the mass deportation of illegals. Well, John, we have to start with the fact that we have a wide open southern border because our borders are actually set a lot of open border policies, Vance said. You know, she's not actually. She wasn't the border czar, Carl Vorholbach. Vance knew the media gave her the title border czar when she was appointed by his Biden point person on the border in March of 2021. I know, but Carl, the media is trying to rewrite history to falsely claim that a border czar title was an invention of the Republicans. Oh, that was what the media called her. She assumed the title. Vance said she had control over a lot of our border policy at the time when they were suspending deportations. Carl interrupted, trying to defend her. Well, it was the root cause of the migration from, let me finish, John. At the time they were suspending deportation, they stopped Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. They reinstituted catch and release. They basically threw open the gates of our country. And now we have a ton of fentanyl, a ton of people suffering, and, of course, I would add, an invading army. Meanwhile, there's a piece on the unraveling of Kamala Harris. There's going to be a lot of this. Kamala's history, political history, is actually sordid if you get down to it. Let's see what we have to say here. On X. There's a report.
They obtained the resignation letter of the Harris campaign state operations director, who is now joining the Bloomberg campaign. She wrote, "It is unacceptable that with less than 90 days until Iowa, we still do not have a real plan to win. Our campaign for the people is made up of diverse talent, which is being squandered by indecision and a lack of leaders who lead." Molly, that is rough stuff. You wrote a fantastic cover story on Kamala Harris about a month ago or so. I'm sure, based on what your reporting has been, a lot of this isn't really a surprise to you.
No, what's a surprise is that she has failed to turn it around, despite literally months and months and months of hearing this kind of frustration. And you hear it, you know, it's reporters, it's people inside the campaign, it's people outside the campaign, it's pretty much every voter that you meet on the campaign trail who goes to see her. And the common theme is people want to like her, and then she doesn't close the deal. She's not able to articulate a consistent and compelling message that makes those voters who show up for her, who are interested in what she's selling, that makes them decide, yes, this is the candidate I can commit to. And the Time story and a Post story today have really laid out this frustration, especially within her team, that she hasn't been able to make those decisions.
And she's been all over the place in terms of message. Here's a clip to show some of her kind of all over the place messaging.
Truth, justice, decency, equality, freedom. Our mother would sit up trying to figure out how to make it all work. That's something most Americans know all too well. And that's what my 3 a.m. agenda is all about.
He's tearing us apart. She'll bring us together. This is Trump. And in every possible way, this is the anti-Trump.
And now to Lou, her, one of the messages is she's the one who can bring back the Obama coalition in the way that Obama had it in 2007.
Yeah, they've tried out a number of different messages over the past several months and just tried to see what is stuck. And it's been difficult to follow her campaign because there have been so many different messages. And one of the biggest debates that she's having internally is whether she wants to be sort of this progressive, left-wing California liberal, or whether or not she wants to be more of a moderate. And both of those lanes are currently clogged up, and the fact that she's kind of vacillating between the two of those makes it difficult for any voter to stick to her when there are other, so many other options.
And Julie.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
Four final stories, one of which just reveals how Israel won't tolerate any hesitation. If you're not 100% pro-genocide, you're anti-Israel. And I think that's getting pretty close to the heart of the matter. Biden-Harris betrayal of Israel for political gain uncovers deep concerns. That's Israeli-inspired propaganda. New audio reveals Las Vegas Metro BD discussing Biden's emergence. And remember, he actually died on this particular trip, and now he's been replaced by a guy who's 4 inches taller. Supreme Court upholds block on entirety of federal government Title IX gender rule. The Supreme Court is blocking implementing those rules that allow boys to participate in girls' sports, access to girls' lockers, and all that. Good for the Supreme Court. And House drops its Biden impeachment report, and it's damning. The report describes in detail Biden's abuse of power, foreign entanglement, corruption, and obstruction of investigations. House oversight, Ways and Means and Judiciary Committees brought their nearly year-long impeachment probe of President Biden to an end Monday, concluding that the Democrat who unwittingly made Kamala Harris' second presidential bid possible has engaged in egregious and impeachable offenses. According to the investigation, nearly 300-page report. That's one you're going to want to obtain from the government. Overwhelming evidence demonstrate that Biden participated in a conspiracy to monetize his office of public trust to enrich his family. Let me repeat. Overwhelming evidence demonstrates that Biden participated in a conspiracy to monetize his office of public trust to enrich his family. Among other aspects of this conspiracy, the Biden family and their business associate received tens of millions of dollars from foreign interests by leading those interests to believe that such payments would provide them access to and influence with President Biden. Bank records reportedly show, when accounting also for Biden family business associates and their companies, the international influence peddling scheme totaled over $27 million from foreign sources alone between 2014 and 2023. Contrary to the repeated suggestion by Biden and his boosters that he had no hand in his son's shady dealing with foreign nationals from Ukraine, China, Russia, Kazakhstan, and elsewhere, the report maintained Biden knowingly participated in this conspiracy, that it is inconceivable that President Biden did not understand that he was taking part in an effort to enrich his family by abusing his office of public trust. Right back, take your calls.
Of censorship, TLB Talk is the cure. Truth, liberty, and balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Back, Jim. You're back, Jim.
Welcome back to the second hour of Authentic News, where I take your calls on this 19th day of August, 2024. There's so much going on. First up, Dan in Washington. Join the conversation, Dan.
Dan just dropped.
Dan dropped. Okay. Rick in Arizona. Rick, glad to have you back, friend. Give us your thoughts. Are we having a problem with the line, Julie?
Yes, apparently.
Hold on.
Yeah. Dan, call back if you're listening. Rick, call back. If we lost you, call back.
Okay. We've got Lane in Texas.
Yes, Lane, go right ahead, Lane. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I thought I was going to have a long wait, but it worked out okay. I tell you, I've been listening to everybody on talk shows like yours, and anybody who really thinks they're getting their panties in a wad with Trump, or Trump against Trump, or Harris against Trump, against Harris. Just look at the last time around. Everybody knows Trump won the last election, but is he president? No. If they want Harris in, she's going to get in. If they want Trump in for a good cop now, he's going to get in. So I don't even know why anybody's even concerned about it. I've talked to a guy, and a friend of mine, he says, well, voting's our last option. I said, well, not according to Joseph Stalin.
That's right.
Doesn't matter who casts the votes. It's who
counts them. You got it exactly right, Lane.
Well, I do expect the possibility of, since Harris and this Walls guy are so ridiculous, they were just time killers anyway, they'll probably put somebody else in on the ticket. That's my guess, but that remains to be seen. But anyway, okay, well, that's really what I wanted to talk about, Jim, so please, take care.
Pleased to hear from you, Lane. Call again. Dan in Washington, welcome back. Let's get you on the air. Dan, the mic is yours.
Thanks. Yeah, they changed the ringtone on
when you call in now. I actually like it better when you can listen to the show while you're calling in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I honestly, I think there's a new, I just wanted to plug a new show called War Strike. And it's got Eric Stryker and Warren Baylog. And they're on Odyssey and BitChute. And there's also White Rabbit Radio. And I don't know. When I'm listening to a lot, I don't listen to Alex Jones, Jimmy Dore, or Joe Rogan, because they're not really telling you all the truth, as far as how America, World War II. I don't want to hear about Margaret Sanger or Joseph Mengele or any of this crap. I'd rather actually hear the actual truth of history. But so I don't hear any of these guys supporting Trump, So you have a lot of people that are going to vote Harris just because they hate Trump. But then you have a huge chunk of the alt-right, Nazis, whatever you want to call us, that are not going to vote Trump either. So I don't know. I could actually see Harris just...
Rick, why would there be a segment on the right that would not vote for Trump? Tell me.
Well, did you see his speech with Shadow Adelson's wife, basically promising to destroy Iran? He came out basically saying he would stamp a green card to every foreigner that... American Community College.
Rick, are you telling? Yeah, I saw somebody couldn't believe that Trump was somehow supporting migration. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
How can that be? I mean, the bottom is going to fall out of his support if he's for open borders. To hell with Trump.
Yeah. He was on a video conference, I forget with who, I think one of these mostly Jewish billionaires saying, yeah, we need massive immigration, as long as it's legal, so, and he's not even really talking.
Oh, legal. That's okay if he's for legal immigration. We're all for legal immigration because it's legal. It's illegal. That's a problem. But it sounds to me like
not if they want to let in 100 million Indians. I mean, legal immigration is a problem, too.
Where's that 100 million Indians idea coming from?
That's just what I see happening. I think these guys want to let
Why would you think that would happen, Rick? Because Vance's wife is from India? That's going to open the spigot for...
Yeah, the Republican the Jews. I mean, the main priority of these... is to make white people a minority. So they've already given every hotel and mini mart to Indians. They've done it in Canada.
Yeah,
I think Canada's.
That seems to me to be quite a leap in logic, Rick, to say because Indians run a lot of businesses, hotels, motels, that we're going to have 100 million Indians migrate to the U.S. To me, it does not follow. Why do you want to promote that idea? Why do you endorse it?
Because I think that's what the basically Jews want for America. I mean,
what the Jews want is 100 million Indians to migrate into the USA.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That would help. That would destroy white America and Canada, and it would turn America into like a South Africa situation.
Okay, Dan. Look, Dan, thanks, Rick. Thanks for tossing that into the hopper, my friend. You got a final thought?
Well, I mean, if you're concerned, and I support your point of view, and I think you've done a great job sticking up for the, Palestinians, and a lot of the hosts aren't even against the genocide here, but... I mean, I don't know how you could support Trump if you're against the genocide of Palestinians at this point.
I know.
Just by what he's saying.
it's looking at which candidate can do the best, the most good for America. It's not whether you endorse every policy they embrace. Obviously, I don't. I'm hoping once Trump's in office that that's all going to turn out to be public relations to get him into office. That's my honest hope here, Dan. That it's just bull. Yeah. Look, thanks very much. Yeah.
Well, real quick, I think Pamela Harris, she picked like a white German guy. Yeah, I know he's weird, he's liberal, but he's going to, I think, beat Pence in any kind of debate because J.D. Vance is kind of a slimeball too. So
all Vance
has to do is look in the camera and squint her eyes, and then that guy will be the attack debater. And I think they could beat Trump and Vance. Honestly, maybe. I mean, there's enough people that don't like Trump.
Not a. I think when it comes to debate, Vance is going to take down Waltz and turn him into a pile of poop. I don't have any real doubt about it. Thank you. Thanks for the call, Dan. Thanks for the call. Tom in Florida. Tom, go for it. Tom, are you there? Julie, did we lose Tom?
Like he's there. It still does. He's not there.
Wow. Let's see. JP in Chicago. JP, you always have something intelligent to say. Join us.
Yeah, from Communist Central, home of the DNC and the future fireball, Chicago.
You're in Chicago. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I have to correct a misspoke before about the Mayor Johnson. And he's going to get rid of ShotSpotter. That's the radar system that allows the police to detect where shootings are coming from. Well, they did an emergency extension. I think the Secret Service and National Guard took over, and they extended the ShotSpotter till September. So it won't be the Wild West in terms of shooting, okay, if people think that's going to happen. But, hey, I'd like to comment on some of the other guys, you know, the guy from Washington, Dan, I think it was. A lot of people have that attitude against Trump, you know, and it's like, you know, like I said, that you're voting between a turd sandwich and a shit sandwich and a douchebag, I think that was. But the problem is, it's more than just what we have right now. We have a globalist campaign. It's the Fourth Reich that's taken over the world, the Karl Schwabs. And they're using communism and socialism as a mechanism to brainwash people. And that Joe Rogan piece you put on earlier is a perfect example of how people change. You know, I used to be a liberal. You were probably a classic liberal back in the day, too. But those were the good guys, you know. We believed in everybody's free rights. And, you know, but it's changed now. The liberals are demon, communist, one world order, you know, sit you down, stick you with the jab. Yes. Abortion clinics on the move.
These are the neoliberals. Where Putin's now opened the door of Russia and say you're going to provide shelters who want to escape from neoliberalism. These are lunatics. JP, I can't begin to tell you the Democrat Party is just a bunch of lunatics. It's unreal.
Yeah, I'll never vote Democrat again. And I'm sorry, Dan, from Washington. You got it wrong, bro. There's a lot of disinformation set up against Trump. It's a Trump derangement syndrome. Remember how all the people were freaking out with the pink hats? It was Madonna out there threatening to burn down the White House.
Sure.
That's mind control, bro. That's what they did. They turned everybody. They were for Trump. And then when Trump went against the deep state and the big boys, the Zog, the Fourth Reich, okay, Zionist occupied government. When he went after those guys, they took a.
Yep.
Eyes were buried. They went after all his lawyers, and then they've been attacking him ever since. And if you think that's theater and he's just made up, well, you know, you're watching, you're drinking the Kool-Aid a little, watching too much TV.
Yeah. No, JP, you're in the middle of a hot spot. Make sure you wear your vest when you go out.
It's illegal now. You can't have a vest in the city. I have
You're
to store mine
me.
In storage. No, you can't have a vest, man. They made that illegal. I used to carry one in my car all the time, but I can't now because I'm not a qualified bodyguard or a police officer, you know.
That's those unbelievable. Are citizens aren't allowed to defend themselves from bullets? God.
That's what they want to bring. That's the Democrats' platform right there. They want you weak. They want you cucked. They want you eating GMOs, taking the shots, and watching the idiot box 24/7. That's their plan for us people.
Hey, listen, this week especially, I want you to call in every day with an update of what you see going on around you in the city.
Okay, I'll keep up and I'll give you a report. No problem, sir.
Good, JB. Thank you for the call. Joe in Tennessee. Joe, join the conversation. Joe.
Hey, Jim. First of all, for some reason, I hadn't been able to call for over a month. I don't know, somewhere somebody has been blocking me, but I'm glad to get through finally. I tried this morning and it worked. So there's a couple things I'd like to talk about. One of my favorite sayings is don't make the perfect the enemy of the good.
Right.
And in politics, you really have to think like that. And another one of my heroes is St. Thomas More. And one of his lines was, when you're in a bad storm at sea, and the winds are not favorable, and you're going to go in a bad direction, steer so you go the less bad, you know? Because even in a bad storm, even when the winds are against you, you can steer so you do the least amount of harm. And I think that's the way to look at this election, the least amount.
Yeah. Yeah.
On almost every other issue, all your callers would agree with Trump. But for some reason, everybody in this calling in is so hung up on the Palestinian issue. And I mean, yeah, there's somewhat of a genocide going on there, and it's a terrible situation. But I'd like to call your attention to one thing first, and that is during Trump's presidency, I think, you know, he's president for 4 years. There might have been probably less than 100 Palestinians during that time killed by the Israelis. And now, under the 3.5 years of Biden, we're probably over 100,000, probably 200,000. Yeah. Start getting the bodies buried under the rubble. So sometimes you got to look at the practical numbers. I called in back when Mike was running the show about the anti-war position, and people were always, oh, so mad about Trump, about Soleimani, you know, he bombed that Iranian general, which I didn't like. But I used to say, how many people have been killed over there since Trump's been president? How many Americans have died over there since Trump's been president? How many Iraqis? I mean, the death toll with Biden and in particular Ukraine is stunning. Over 1 million people probably easily over there. Yet, you know, Trump, this deranged Trump that I hear all the time, it's really sickening. It's so out of proportion. It really annoys me. It angers me to the point I can't sleep because I get so mad about it.
Yeah.
I can't keep it into perspective. I mean, the whole thing about Palestine, let's face it, it's a wash. You're going to get the same thing basically with Trump probably. As far as, you know, the difference between Trump is Trump, he's always has. It's not changed. The difference between Trump and the Republicans and the Democrats is the Democrats pretend like they're, going to try to help the Palestinians. I mean, the Palestinians and the Arabs and the Muslims, they vote for the Democrats, you know, and yet they're the duplicitous ones. They're the ones that take the support from the Palestinians and the Arabs. They're the ones that take campaign contributions from the Democrats, I mean, the Arabs and the Muslims. Yet they turn around and give Israel a free pass. Now, they'll sit there and pretend like, oh, the outrage, and we're going to hold up the bomb shipment. But, you know, they send Blinken over there who's, when he lands, the first thing he says is, I come here as a Jew, not as a Secretary of State. I mean, so it kind of reminds me as a union member of as NAFTA when Bill Clinton was president. Bill Clinton should have stopped NAFTA. He was the labor president. Labor supported him. Labor gave him money, yet he sold us out.
Yes.
The Democrats are the real sellouts. They're the real snakes. They're the real, you know, double dealers on the Palestinian cause. One more thing,
Joe, you are making so many terrific points. I'm really impressed. I mean, you got to call in more often. Don't be shocked.
I haven't been able to call for a month, so I have a lot of ideas in my head.
Great call, Joe. You made up for a lot of lost time. Thanks, Joe. You call again soon.
Bye.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine. Reduce your emissions and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Right here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Rick in Arizona, join the conversation. Rick, let's hear from you again, my friend.
Yeah, how's it going today there, doctor?
Good.
A little bit, we're coming on 2 weeks when I made the comment that Iran is not going to attack Israel. And see it, or believe it when you see it. And you can take whatever excuse, you hear in the media why they haven't attack them, but I'll give you my reasoning behind my statement. There's no way Iran can attack Israel without inflicting a lot of American casualties. Okay, there's just too much of an American presence over there. And so if there's any real retaliation, Americans are going to get killed. And at this point in the game, like I said the last time I called, that they cannot have Americans coming back in, flag-draped caskets. That's doomsday for the ruling class in this country. Now, I want to redefine what Trump derangement syndrome is. Trump derangement syndrome is the people that stick with Trump. I'm not voting for any of these people, okay? But look it. Everybody, you can vote the way you want to vote, but I'm going to tell you something that people do not, and they can't see for the they can't see this because they don't know real history. But Harris is pulling a lot of phraseologies out of the National Socialist. You know, the National Socialist controlled prices by placing the middlemen under arrest, okay? The middlemen are the people that created the supply chain shortages during COVID. Okay, they lop off so much profit by the time it comes from China to here, and they control the shipment, and all that kind of jazz, that they're the ones who are making all the money, and they're the ones that are going to cause the supply chain disruptions if they put in price controls. But you see, Harris says, we are going to use the Federal Trade Commission to go after the middleman. She used the word middleman, which was used in placement of the word Jew in the late 20s with the National Socialists. They toned down their rhetoric, and they used speculator and middleman to replace the word Jew. So Harris is pulling some rabbits out of the National Socialist hat. I'm going to say that I think Harris can win because people are fed up with Wall Street and all the BS that they've had to go through over the years. 268 times the average salary a Fortune 500 company CEO makes over the worker. So don't blow this smoke up my rear end, MAGA, when it comes to, like, you know, you're going to bring down costs. Please spare me that. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Rick, thanks. Look, no one cares about Kamala. They're faking the crowds. They're doing it by photoshopping. At a real event here, and guess what? Only a few dozen people turned out for call. Total turnout, 109. It's just ridiculous. She's not going anywhere. I don't think she's going to survive the convention. I think Dave Hodges has it right. They're gunning for her, and I don't believe she will be the nominee. We'll find out. Meanwhile, Thomas in Omaha. Thomas, join the conversation.
Hello, Professor. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks, Thomas.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I did not hear your first hour, which I believe is the best hour of the Jim Fetzer program, is the first hour. I love it. But unfortunately, I had stuff to do, and I couldn't listen to it today.
But it's okay, Tom.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to ask you, what is the newest news on the 1,000 troop Ukrainian forces that went 60 miles into Russia? Now, I had heard 700 of the 1,000 died. What is your latest update on that?
Yeah, they were decimated. It appears this whole op was done by U.S. intel, maybe using AI to find a weakness in the Russian border, but it was an improper intrusion right into Russian soil. It's not going to be forgiven. There's going to be very serious consequences. In effect, I think Putin is no longer regarding this as a special military operation, but as a war with Ukraine. I believe he's going to be forced to take all of Ukraine, and it's going to happen pretty rapidly, in my opinion. It was a gamble. They wanted to secure a nuclear power plant in Russia and hold it as ransom to gain concessions, but it didn't happen. It flopped. It failed. So, Tom, that's the latest.
Okay. My next question is, if there's 1,000 troops that went over there and 700 of them died, where are the 300 that are left, and what's going to happen to them?
Well, Thomas, I can't answer that question. There might be POW. Some of them may have scattered. They may have gone back to Ukraine. I can't answer that question, but I will tell you, Ukrainian troops have been happy to surrender to the Russians because they're treated better by the Russians as prisoners than as they are by their own officers in the Ukrainian army. Thanks for the call, Tom. Thank you very much.
Now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaste by Mynutra. Why is hempaste better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like hempaste. Hempaste contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy hemp paste.
Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBA.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBA.
Let's see here. We got
John Moore, the Liberty Man, on RBA from 7 to 10 with highly qualified guests. Monday through. We talk about a range of topics. You find your way through the chaos in store. John Lord, the Liberty Man. His website is second to none. Visit thelibertyman.com. Remember John Moore. From 7 to 10 and tune in, man. John Moore, the Liberty Man.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from?
Keith in Montana. Keith, welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, Jim, I just wanted to. This isn't anything against you really like that. It's just it's this constant kabuki theater. Anyone, and I mean anyone, can Google UN forced immigration. Go there and read it. Download the PDF. It tells you all about what they're going to do. The governments are in on it. All the governments. The kabuki theater is just all these stupid politicians that keep lying to you about what they're going to do. This is all the same thing. Remember Trump in his latest little speech there? Talked about how AI was coming, and he wanted the immigrants. He's just going to get the bad ones out. And, of course, this is where that new biosecurity stuff is coming in. everyone to be screwed, glued, and tattooed with the new biometrics where they do the facial scan. This is all getting ready for this new digital banking system. They're rolling out one program after another. And then I know it was kind of cute there, but your video there that you like so well of Musk and Trump dancing around like that, you know, it's like I say, it's a kabuki theater. They're keeping you entertained while all this other stuff is going on in the background. They're not doing anything for the country. They're doing things for corporations. Anyone can get out there and Google U.S. businesses in China. There's over 350. And you can go down through a list alphabetically from A to Motorola to whatever like that, you know. They want the cheap slave labor. So when Trump is sitting there saying, well, China's took our labor. Well, that's because U.S. corporations went over to supply that jobs for that because they're not going to pay Americans decent wages. They'd rather pay slave labor, just like the immigrants coming in here. They're already talking about how they're getting all these cush jobs and stuff. Remember, Carol Baker, CDC, and all this stuff, you know, we'll just get rid of the whites. We are basically systematically being destroyed. And it's the same thing over there in the UK. Over there, we're supposed to, through tolerance, accept all the immigrants and stuff. These are for wars that have been provided by Israel, of course. Destroying the entire Middle East, Africa for resources through Kissinger's NSS M200 there, because the United States will require large, vast amount of resources, you know. So they move people off the ground like that so they can go in there and they can start stealing the lithium. You'll notice everything in the news is about minerals and stuff like that. IC chips, it's all designed to sit there and facilitate commerce. That's all it is. And they don't care about the people. They will care about how much they have to pay them. And this is why for years the FBI, CIA, and those guys who hired Nazis and KKK, they shot union leaders, civil rights workers, same thing down in Colombia, over 2,000 civil rights workers have been killed and stuff, you know. Anyone that demands a higher wage, Elon Musk isn't going to pay that. So he's not going to unionize. These other big corporations aren't going to unionize. They're not going to do anything for the people. You remember back in the 70s, we had strong union jobs, 40 hours a week, paid health care, overtime, sick leave, pregnancy leave, vacation leave, paid. None of that's around anymore. You're going to work part-time jobs, massive debt, enslaved to that debt. So what? I just saw an ad where it says a certain vehicle was $500 a month. Well, that sounds good there. Well, who's got $500 a month? They've destroyed the entire economy. That's only a few people that could afford that, and that's why you see these automakers and stuff that are going tits up. You know, no one can buy anything. They haven't created any infrastructure, whether it's for the immigrants, and I'd like to take the word illegal out because they're all being sponsored by the United States and other governments. Remember, I sent you that thing where the U.S. brokered that deal with Venezuela for 450,000 Venezuelans, and of course, a lot of Chinese were in there too. But the point is, those all this stuff, you know. They give you the kabuki theater. Well, Mexico's pissed off because of the having to get paid or wanting more money or something like that, you know. Well, the banks are all facilitating this. Meanwhile, people that need money and stuff to refinance, whatever like that, because of the economy, well, we're just supposed to blame Putin, you know. It's all kabuki theater.
Keith, that was just sensational. I loved every word of it. Saturday Night Fever thing is just such a wonderful light touch. It's kind of a relief from the tedium of all the depressing news. Of course.
Yes, it is.
It's a distraction. Keith, I'm telling you, I liked having that distraction, okay? Because all the news is so grim that you've outlined here. So I'm just explaining why I like it. I recognize the realities we're up against, which you've delineated so very clearly here. I thank you for that. A final thought?
I got one more for you. Yeah, I got one more for you. You know, I grew up in Las Vegas there. All my kids and friends I hung around with like that, you go into their house. Now, this is important, Jim. You're military. You go into their house, and there'd be photos all across the wall of the kid's father, his grandfather, all these guys that proudly served in the U.S. military. Their entire family line, all these guys, folded flags, all this stuff like that. And as I asked you before, is this the country you fought for? We're actually
here today.
Of
course not.
Right.
Of course not. We all know the answer. We all know the answer, Keith.
Yeah, but we're watching a U.S. government supporting Nazis that a lot of people in the military whose grandfathers fought and died to stop, that they're actually supporting. Their latest interviews there of these Ukrainian soldiers, they're tattooed so far up with these Nazi swastika tattoos and stuff like that.
This
is what the government's supporting. You know, it's
right.
It's like pissing on the graves of veterans.
Keith, I get it.
All right,
I get
That's
it.
All I have for you, Jim.
Well, you said it very, very well, my friend. Thank you for sharing. All that was wonderful. Mitch in Michigan. Thank you. Thank you, Keith. Mitch in Michigan. Join the conversation.
Hey there. Earlier, you cited 159 countries involved with the SWIFT.
The BRICS. Going to the BRICS. Out of SWIFT.
Right. Okay. Well, SWIFT is going to be a big part of that, right?
So, No. It's replacing SWIFT. It's replacing SWIFT. It's an alternative to SWIFT.
Yeah,
SWIFT
right.
is a Western trade financial currency exchange system dominated by the dollar. It's being abandoned by 159 countries are abandoning SWIFT, and that means the collapse of the dollar is going to have catastrophic consequences for the standard of living of us here in America.
So those countries, would you say that they all possess or utilize a private central bank?
No, most of them do, Rothschild. It's a gigantic octopus. It's the octopus, Mitch. We know. Yes, yes. The Rothschild Banking Empire. It's at the tiny number of countries that don't have Rothschild central banks are the ones that get targeted with wars like Libya or Iraq or Iran. So you're spot on. Yeah, continue.
Okay. So all I'm getting at here is it's authorized, promulgated, perpetrated by the Rothschild Bank of England. And like the Priory of Sion, you know, those various secret society think tanks, they're all intimately connected to that. By the way, did you ever interview a John Coleman, PhD, who was a World War II paratrooper? And he's the guy that created the Weather Channel. John Coleman, PhD. I found his book, Conspirators Hierarchy, The Committee of 300, on Amazon a couple years ago. And my conclusion was that it's a superstellar collectible heirloom edition for 2,600 buckaroos, 26 Benjamins, and it's mine. All right, well, Coleman cited the fact that everything that goes down throughout the spectrum is deliberately orchestrated. It's premeditated, orchestrated events. And I found a documentary. By the way, I got to give AJ credit. I'm not a fan altogether, but it was he who interviewed Coleman back in 2010. Alex Jones interviewed John Coleman before he died. It was a super, super stellar interview. Okay, well, I found a documentary for all the election enthusiasts on YouTube. This is the Rosetta Stone to comprehend the most intimate characteristics of these election cycles. And it goes by the title on YouTube, Antichrist Unveiled, Sun Rising in the West. Antichrist Unveiled, Sun Rising in the West. And the YouTube channel is 73 MAR,
Bren, like Brent Musburger, minus the T, Mar Bren, 73 Mar Bren on YouTube, Antichrist Unveiled, Sunrising in the West. I want it, all your scholarly participants to go watch that. I really want to hear their analysis of it, okay? Including you, Professor. I want to hear your analysis of it. And
hang on a sec. It's interesting, Mitch, that I just finished a book called Forbidden Fruit by a woman using the name Shannon Clemons about the death of Paul McCartney, which I'm surprised to learn didn't occur on 9/11, 1966, but instead earlier, 28 August, right here in the USA. It was no accident. But she has many citations to John Coleman's book on the Committee of 300 in her book, where she's talking about the role of the Tavistock Institute and others in attempting to influence popular culture through musical groups. So it's very interesting you bring him up when I've just finished a book, brand new, with some, to me, very surprising, unexpected information about a subject that I've long found fascinating, the death and replacement of Paul McCartney. So I think you're spot on, Mitchell. I think you're spot on.
Well, brother, you know, what can I say? Thank you for that. And Paul McCartney, the real original Paul McCartney, I suspect he got onto the Tavistock endeavors, okay? And he was a rugby player, and I've known rugby players. I've played rugby.
Tough game. Yeah.
So I think he decided to oppose it, and they took him out because of that. That's my theory.
Listen. What you're saying is actually consistent with a book. So let me reciprocate by encouraging you to read Forbidden Fruit by the Shannon Clement. Fascinating, wonderfully written. I can't believe what a good book it is. Mitch, I'm real pleased with your call. I want you to call again, okay?
And one last thing, real quick.
Yep.
On the
yep.
subject of a book, there's a super brilliant Jewish attorney, Steve Machat, M-A-C-H-A-T, I think it is. He authored a book, Unraveling the Bible. And I heard this interview back in February, coast to coast. And after the 2 o'clock a.m. commercial break, George Norrie asked this guy, super eloquent guy, what's your take, Steve, on the Palestinian terror campaign? That's how George Norrie worded the query. And the author of Unraveling the Bible said, well, George, you and your audience aren't going to like my response, but the Palestinians, he said, I've got all the evidentiary proof. They are the real, true, modern-day Israelites, not the Jews of Israel.
Yes. Mitch, that's a great addendum. I like it. I agree with that. I think you had a wonderful call here. I'm real pleased. You call again, Mitch. Thank you for that. Tom in Florida. Tom, the floor is yours.
A lot of good calls today. Good day to everybody in RBN. Jim, I just want to say it begins. In the city of Chicago, it's the beginning. The Communist Marxist Party platform has started. You know, it's all going to Chicago. And so, you know, it begins, but we'll see how this is going to play out with these Palestinians and all these discombobulated morons. Well, we'll see how it plays out. But, Jim, and as far as Pete goes, I remember back in the day, he used to say, I talk too much about immigration. Somebody said that. Well, you know what? I'm glad that people are picking it up, because I can tell you, that's the number one issue. It's economy, but it's really immigration, Jim. And by the way, did you see what happened last night in England? Have you been paying attention to that? You covered that story today? I didn't know if you did or not.
Tell us.
Jim?
Tell
they
us.
They had a stabbing, another stabbing. A woman got stabbed to death in Manchester, and an older gentleman got stabbed. He's in critical condition, and a 16-year-old girl got stabbed, and she's in critical condition. So it begins.
Yeah, see, they took guns away, so they've had an epidemic of stabbings, and then they took knives away. And I said, what's next? Potato peelers? And believe it or not, yeah, they made potato peelers illegal too, Tom. I mean, it's ridiculous. England is falling apart. They're trying to suppress it. They won't let people even talk about it. They're worried about the whole country unraveling. And I frankly think it's happening whether they want it to or not.
Yeah, well, you know, right now there's a big protest going to happen at Buckingham Palace because they want the monarchy of the Charles and the king and all those perversion of the royal crown. I think they're in jeopardy. I really do, because the people in England are saying, you're not defending us. You're bringing in a whole different group, ethnic group of people who don't have our religion. There's more mosques than there is evangelical churches. The whole thing is unraveling in England, like you say.
I believe it. Tom, I believe it. I believe it 100%. Go on.
I think England's going to have a Bolshevik revolution like they had in Russia in 1917. I think England's...
Tom, the problem with that hypothesis is England's polyglot. They've got people from every nationality. There's no uniformity. You don't have like a group of Jewish Bolsheviks who are going in to slaughter the Tsar. You got people of...
No, Jim, I didn't mean it like that. What I meant is the Viking blood of England is getting fed up. The white Viking blood of England is getting fed up.
I wanted to kill the break. Julie, I guess, didn't get the message. There we go. Go ahead, Tom. Go ahead.
Well, Jim, I think the Viking blood that's in England, that made England the greatest country at one time. Those are Nordic men. Those are Norsemen. And they're fed up. Their white skin's in jeopardy. They know they're in jeopardy in England. They know they're in jeopardy in Russia. They know they're in jeopardy all over Europe, Germany, France. They know they're in jeopardy, and I think really the linchpin's been pulled out of the hangar today, and it's going to be a disaster for Europe, and it's going to be a massive disaster for the United States.
Tom, I think you're right. Go ahead.
I have to disagree with Rick about Kamala Harris. She is a Marxist communist. There's no other way to put this broad, okay? And yeah, Trump is a fumbling, mumbler, but not like Biden. But Donald Trump is at least trying to steal the border. He's the only guy that ever ran for office to talk about it like that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Tom. We've agreed on this many, many times over. We will continue to agree.
Okay,
he's deeply flawed, but as an earlier caller, don't let perfection be the enemy of the good. He's better than the Democrats can provide. I don't think there's any question about it. He is better. So we damn well better support him and get him in office, or we are screwed.
We're doomed. We're doomed, Jim. Look at, did you see the footage of Denver, Colorado, with the Venezuelan gangs taking over black neighborhoods?
No.
The blacks are going crazy. It's in Denver, Colorado. You can look it up on YouTube. And all the blacks in Denver are going nuts. And I think they're going to start rioting in Denver.
Are they going to have to get armed and go up against these Venezuelan gangs? I mean, you're talking about what's going to happen all over the country, Tom. We're going to have replications of this all over the USA. It's going to be like the measles breaking out all over the body politic. Tom, great call. Final thought.
Yeah, Jim. Yeah, there's a lot of measles and outbreak with diseases all over the big cities where they bring these illegals.
Yeah.
Tuberculosis, measles. And Jerry in Chicago knows, and JB knows.
Yeah.
Chicago's a disaster area.
Right. I meant it symbolically. You mean it Chris, call again tomorrow, Tom. Thanks for being here. Chris in Alabama. Chris, join the conversation.
Hi, Jim. We don't have much time. I thought you were talking about Paul McCartney. Have you ever heard of Mike Williams and the Sage of Quay podcast?
I don't think I've ever listened to it, but I know, and Clemens talks about him and has several citations to him in her book. You're going to like this book, Forbidden Fruit. Brilliant. But go ahead.
I was just saying, maybe you could do a show with Mike Williams. He does really great presentations. He's a musician. He's a big Beatles fan. He's about 64 years old now, and he goes into, he discovered that he thinks the Beatles were a put-up band by Tavistock,
And, yeah, I'm not.
Basically, they didn't write their own music for most of their career, especially up through 1966.
I'm not.
Discord and break up the, you know, the traditional values.
Good idea. Good idea. I'll see if I can track him down and do an interview. Thanks for the suggestion. Anything more, Chris?
That's it for now. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. John in Colorado. John, join the conversation. John, are you there? Julie, do we have John? No John? Let me just turn to the Supreme Court upholding a block on the federal government Title IX gender rule. Listen to this. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled 5-4 to reject the federal government's bid to partially enforce its Title IX rule in 10 Republican-led states. In a ruling handing down on August 16th, the High Court left intact two separate lower court decisions that blocked the entirety of the rule in Louisiana and 9 other states that had challenged it. At the center of the disputes are 3 provisions, which include 1 declaring that the existing federal law against sex-based discrimination in education settings also prohibits discrimination based on sex orientation and gender identity. The rule addresses gendered pronouns in sex-separate spaces like bathrooms, locker rooms, and shower areas, clarifying that schools and colleges could lose federal funding if they don't address students by their preferred pronouns or allow them to use facilities corresponding to their gender identity rather than their biological sex. The federal government asked the Supreme Court to lift those orders, a relief that would serve the 3 key provisions, sever the 3 key provisions while allowing the others unchallenged. 4 justices, it would let part of the rule take effect, but the full bench agreed the key changes the government has sought, including the redefinition of sex-based discrimination to include gender identity and the restriction on maintained separate sex bases, should remain blocked. Good for the Supreme Court. Maybe there's some life in our judicial system, in our Constitution yet. Pay attention to what's going on in Chicago. I predict this is going to be the most traumatic week in American history. They've already got the Brooks in place. They got the protesters streaming in from every direction. Planned Parenthood is offering free vivisections and abortions. It's going to be chaos. So stand by. What's going to happen? Remember, C-SPAN. C-SPAN is already reporting from Chicago. Check it out. And I want John, JP in Chicago and others. I really like that call from Mitch in Michigan and others we had today. Keith was outstanding today. You're doing a great job, callers. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. I really appreciate your being there and what's going on here with RBN. Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN.
Thank you, Jim.
You got it, Julie.
Good evening.
Bye. I want somebody to love. I get